holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. You got a reno in mind for 23? Give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You got a project you're trying to get done now, maybe before the next week or so, before the end of the year arrives? Give us a call, 888-666-3974, or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace can add some comfort to a chilly day, of course. But did you guys know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat? Some firewood just doesn't put out as much heat as other types. So we're going to share tips on how you can select the best firewood for your comfort and your safety.
All right, that's good to know. And if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you might have a common problem known as an ice dam. We're going to share the solution to avoiding serious damage and maybe even how to get your homeowner's insurance company to pay for it.
And did you guys know that according to the CDC, many of us are actually not cleaning and disinfecting our homes the right way? So we're going to share a simple tip to help make sure you're actually getting rid of the bacteria and viruses on the hard surfaces in your house.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, big and small. So reach out. We're standing by.
Hey, what do you guys want to do in the year ahead? Outside projects, inside projects? We want to know because we can help. Reach out to us right now. The number again is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Maine, where we've got Jamie on the line, who's got a question about refinishing a wood floor. How can we help you?
We have a 100-year-old house, over 100-year-old house, 800 square feet, and the flooring, I just didn't want to spend time, you know, sanding it all down, and I was looking for something to, you know, easily kind of refinish it, give it a nice look, but not spend a whole lot of time on it.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Is the flooring hardwood?
Yes.
Okay. Is it physically in good shape? In other words, is it cracked? Is the existing finish worn down to the raw wood, or is it just sort of dull?
No, it's just dull. It's not worn down at all, but it's just very dull.
Okay.
And I just want to spruce it up.
Okay. So here's what you can do. So you don't have to sand it down to the raw wood if it's like that. You can basically lightly sand the surface and then refinish it. And there's a couple of different machines that you can do that with, but the most common one is simply a floor buffer. Like the machines that you see in commercial buildings or the mall with the round disc on the bottom of it, except instead of a polishing pad or a scrubbing pad, you put a sanding screen on that, and that's a piece of a material that's kind of like a window screen is what it looks like, and it comes in different grits. And you use that to sand the surface of the floor. Of course, you've got to take all the furniture out like usual, and you're going to have to hand sand against the walls. But you're basically going to use that to abrade that surface, and this is going to take off a little bit of the finish and get it ready for the new finish. Now, once you do that, you're going to vacuum it very, very thoroughly. I like to do a damp mop step where I don't get it wet, but I just use the damp mop, slightly damp, to pull off any final bit of dust off of that thing, let it dry really well. And then you apply the urethane. I would use oil-based urethane. Don't use the water-based. Don't use the latex-based. It just doesn't wear. And what you're going to want to do is cut in on the outside perimeter. You do that with a brush. So you're going to go in a few inches all the way around by hand. And then what you do is you apply the rest with a lamb's wool applicator, which is a piece of lamb's wool that has like a wood block that it's sort of attached to, and then like a stick like you would have like on a mop. And this lamb's wool applicator allows you to, you can pour a little urethane on, and I usually put it in a paint tray, and I dip the lamb's wool into the paint tray. It fits just perfectly inside of that, and I sort of mop it on very carefully and work my way across the room, and then I leave. And I usually like to at least double the drying time to make sure it's really, really dry, and I'll put on a second coat definitely, and sometimes even a third coat. The key is to make sure it's super dry, because if you put it on and it's tacky, it will remain tacky, and you'll have to take it all the way down to the wood at that point. So I think just a light sanding and some new urethane is all you need. Typically with my floors, I'll do that 3 or 4 times for the every time that I have to sand something down to raw wood. I can go 3 or 4 more times when I'm just refinishing the surface like that, because there's really no reason to sand that wood unless it's physically damaged.
Okay, so that's good to know, because I was just afraid I'd have to take everything down and get right down to the wood, which I've hired contractors to do at another place, and it's just a lot of work.
Right. Yeah, it definitely is a lot of work. It's the kind of thing that you got to have somebody that's really good and knows how to handle that. You know, we just did a floor in an apartment that we bought as an investment property, and I got to tell you, this is a 1906 building. That floor was in a terrible condition. It was cracked. It was checked. It was painted in some places. It had some really terrible repairs done to it, and I hired a really good floor refinishing guy to do that work, and I'll tell you what, it was an amazing transformation when it was done. But I definitely, even with my skills, probably couldn't have done as good of a job, because he knew exactly what he was doing. And even with the repairs, this guy hand-finished the new wood that we used to match the old wood, like hand-stained it, so it blended in nicely. It didn't have a lighter piece and a darker piece, and it really came out good. But it's a job that takes a lot of skill. It seemed like easy just renting those machines and doing it yourself, but if you get it wrong, you're going to damage that floor. But in your case, you don't have to do that. If your floor is in good structural condition, you can just lightly sand it and then refinish it from there. I've got a post on moneypit.com, by the way, with the step-by-step on how to do that, so you can look it up there as well.
Okay, great. Cool. Thanks very much.
Good luck, Jamie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Heading to Texas, we've got Melena on the line who's working on a wood stove. Tell us about it.
We just had electrical installed. All new electrical in the home that we're flipping, and we're going to install a wood stove. Would that wood stove harm the electrical behind the wall?
Well, not if it's installed properly. You have to have a heat shield behind the wood stove. Depending on how close it is to the wall, that determines, you know, how much of a heat shield you need. Now, if you have no heat shield at all, that wood stove has to be 3 feet away from the wall in most areas. There is, however, a heat shield assembly that's available, which is kind of like, it's sort of like a piece of metal that is mounted on the wall, but has spacers behind it so that air moves behind this piece of metal that provides the shielding of the wall. Because aside from harming electrical wires, you got to remember that you've got wood framing there and it's fire hazard. So safety is really, really important when you install a wood stove. So you either have to have the minimum required distance between the stove and the wall, or you have to have heat shields, or both. So just make sure that whoever's doing the installation is familiar with this principle, Marlena, and it'll be safe and your wires will be fine.
Okay, and I was thinking about making like a wood frame and then laying like a sheet metal on the back. Would that be safe?
Well, here's the thing. It sounds to me like you're trying to invent a heat shield, and I don't think you should do that. It's not sort of the thing that you hack together. I've seen it done this way, but it's not recommended. Here's where you start. The manufacturer of your wood stove is going to have a specification for heat shields, and I would start with that. So if you don't happen to have the manual anymore, all of those manuals are online somewhere on the internet. Just Google it and look at their recommendations for installation, in particular when it comes to the heat shield. As long as you follow that manufacturer's spec, then I'm comfortable that the job will be done right. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. I can't believe it. We are celebrating. We're having a great time. We're gathering with family and friends. And we're happy to have everybody back into our homes. And that's where we come in, helping you make your home the best it can be. So reach out even during the holiday seasons. We can help you tackle a few last projects before the guests come a-knockin'. Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or wood stove can deliver more heat and be safer to use. But which one's the right wood? So we're going to explain what you need to be looking for next.
You live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deiss Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this holiday weekend? You guys have some fun projects happening? You're taking on a good project? You're thinking about what you might do in the new year? Maybe you're just getting ready for your family to pop over? Well, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. And truly, guys, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. So be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, the West Coast has been certainly getting pounded with their fair share of snowfall, especially Utah. Now, us East Coast skiers, we're pretty jealous about all that snowfall that's happening over there. But Dylan, who lives in Utah, is pretty tired of shoveling. So what do you got going on over there, Dylan, besides snow?
Yeah, you know, we've been getting, just like you said, we've been getting hit with a lot of snow. Actually, I woke up this morning to 12 inches of new snow overnight, and where I'm located, just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Cottonwood Heights, we're at the base of the Wasatch Mountains, which, on average, those mountains can see 500 inches of snow. So we see a fair share of snowstorms, and, you know, I have to break out the shovel pretty much, just lived outside of this plane with a bag of salt next to it. So, but, you know, my question for you guys today is I'm looking at it in this upcoming spring. I really want to replace my driveway, and you know, with the amount of snow we got, you know, season in and out and all the way through spring, we get it. So we're looking and thinking about doing a heated driveway. Just seeing if you guys have any recommendations or any experience there.
Sure. You know, it's basically, it's kind of like a radiant floor heating system where you put the heating cables underneath the driveway, or you can embed them in the concrete. It could be underneath like a brick driveway, or it could be embedded in the concrete when it's poured. Of course, you got to do it very carefully. And then when it gets cold, you click it on, and it warms up the driveway, and everything melts. The thing you have to consider is the cost of operation. And for that, you're going to want to think about how many square feet you need to heat. Sometimes folks will heat the entire driveway. Sometimes folks will heat a portion of the driveway. Sometimes folks will only heat where the tire tracks are, sort of that split between the two tires, that width. And you'll see sometimes that you'll see driveways that have you know, no snow right there, but a lot of snow around it. And that's often because that's where they chose to put the heating cables in an effort to control costs. There's a company called Warmly Yours that we know well because of their radiant floor systems for interiors, especially bathrooms, which is super nice. But they actually make an exterior product too. And one thing I like is that on their website, they have a calculator so that you can actually figure out what the cost of operation is. Now, you know, what most folks will do is be weigh this against the cost of paying for snow removal and, you know, kind of seeing where you end up on that. But, you know, it's essentially just that. You put these cables underneath. They come like sort of wound together in like a mat and in the concrete itself. And then they have the circuitry inside the house, and you turn it on and off. You can do it based on the temperature, or you can do it just based on an on-off switch. But you really want to calculate that operating cost, because you don't want to find that, yeah, you got no snow, but it's now costing you $1,000 a month in electricity costs to have no snow. So it's really going to be a trade-off on those two things.
But, I mean, you won't have to shovel.
Yeah.
Yes, there is that. Yeah. Or you could buy a snowblower. Now, I'm guaranteeing those listening that we will not have any major snowstorms in the Northeast area. And I can tell you that with absolute confidence. You know why? Because I bought a brand-new two-stage snowblower. It's ready. It's good to go. It's sitting in my garage. I'm ready to take it out. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
You've cursed us all.
Only those in my area. You're still going to get plenty of snow there at the bottom of the Wasatch Mountain, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah, I've heard about, you know, potentially doing a boiler system, but I think that sounds like a lot better of a system.
Well, yes, you can do a hot water hydronic system, but then again, you got to deal with, you know, frozen. You would be in antifreeze in there, so it wouldn't freeze. But still, you still got to pay for the water to be heated, for the heating coil to kind of bring it up. It's electric, or for the water to be heated if it's a hydronic system. So to me, I think the electric system makes a lot more sense. And I could see it being used like on a porch and on steps where safety's an issue. You'd have to really be annoyed and unable to do any snow shoveling to do the whole driveway, because it's going to cost you a bundle.
Yeah. But pretty awesome product, though.
Absolutely. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace is certainly the hallmark of the holiday season, but you need to be careful when you're choosing firewood. You know, the wrong fuel can damage your wood-burning stove, and it can also leave dangerous levels of creosote on the walls of that fireplace chimney. Now, you never want to burn trash, driftwood, or even treated woods. You always want to use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup. And that's really how you prevent the chances of a chimney fire. You have to be certainly careful about what you burn into your fireplace or your wood stove for safety purposes.
So what is your preferred wood seasoning, Leslie? A little salt? Perhaps a bit of garlic?
Yes, I like the barbecue spice.
Well, look, freshly cut wood contains up to about 45% water. So when we say seasoned wood, we're basically saying wood that's sat out for a while. So it's down to about 20 or 25%. The harder the wood you choose, the better. So that's why you want to burn oak or maple, but not pine or fir. The harder the wood, the longer it burns, and the more heat it actually gives out.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that that wood is dry. It's got to have been cut for at least 6 months before you're going to use it. I mean, a year is even better, but 6 months for sure will do. It really does take that much time from the sun and the wind to get rid of all of that extra moisture. And, you know, Mother Nature takes care of that for you. So the longer you let it sit, the better it will be for the fire.
Yeah, and that's why we split firewood as well, because it gives it more surface area, which means more evaporation, so it will dry even more quickly.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950, and the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything, and we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog.
Oh, boy.
Some of it's been chewed on. And it's like we would replace. You can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all that trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise. And if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay, great.
Does that help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, you guys. Hey, did you know that heavy snow followed by some warmer days, and certainly this country has seen its fair share of snow this season, you get those warm days when that snow starts to melt, and you can end up with ice dams and then serious leaks inside the house. So we're going to share a solution and how you can get your homeowner's insurance company to help pay for those repairs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, with steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And a very happy holidays, everyone. We hope that you're enjoying this season of friendship and family and gift-giving and all the good things that happen around the end of the year and the beginning of the next. And as you move into the next year, if you've got questions about projects, because perhaps improving your house is a resolution on your to-do list, you can always reach out to us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com.
Well, if your roof starts to leak when the snow starts to melt, you could have a common problem known as an ice dam. Now, there's a solution to avoiding serious damage, and you might even get your homeowner's insurance company to pay for it.
Yeah, so first, here's what we mean by an ice dam. When you get a heavy snow, and that's followed by warm, sunny days, that melted snow will often freeze up at the roof edge and create a dam, literally a dam that's made of ice. And that dam will stop the flow of water, which now, having nowhere else to go, decides to do a U-turn and back up into your house by going underneath your shingles. And then it leaks in along the outside wall of your house, and it makes a real mess. Now, to stop that from happening, in principle, it's pretty simple. You need to keep the entire roof at the same temperature as the eaves. And to accomplish that, you want to do three things. Increase your attic ventilation, add insulation, and seal off those places where warm air from your house escapes up to the attic.
Yeah, but let's talk about insulation and ventilation first. Now, more insulation on the attic floor is going to keep that heat where it belongs, but most homes need about 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation. If you don't have that much, you should be adding more. Plus, it's also smart at this time to improve your attic ventilation. Now, if you're working out there, you might as well do this if you don't already have this. A ridge vent paired with continuous soffit vents is going to circulate that cold air under the entire roof, and that really helps keep everything going where it's supposed to.
And lastly, and this is an easy one, you want to seal the attic stairs or the attic hatch. An unsealed attic hatch is really a massive opening for heat to escape and then warms the underside of your roof and increases the melting and leaking snow. So make sure your attic stairs, your hatches are both insulated, so you have insulation on top of that area. And secondly, they have some sort of a weather stripping gasket around the opening, and that's going to keep the heat in your house where it belongs, which is inside your house and not up in your attic where it gets wasted.
So, Tom, though, is there a way that you can build your roof that you can avoid developing an ice dam in the first place?
Yeah, there is, and it comes down to a product that's called, very simply, Ice and Water Shield. Now, it's a roofing material that is about 3 feet wide, and you put it along the lower edge of the roof before you put on the roof shingles. So you have the plywood sheathing, then you put in the ice and water shield, and then you start putting the shingles and the tar paper and everything else on top of that. And the reason you only do it for that first 3 feet is because that's where the ice dams form, right? So if water does the back up, it's not going to be able to get through the ice and water shield. It'll get under the shingles, it'll get under the tar paper, but when it hits that ice and water shield, it has sort of a rubbery sealant sort of capability to it, and even seals around the nail. So having Ice and Water Shield, it's required in certain parts of the country, the northern parts of the country, but I think it's smart to use it no matter where you're replacing the roof, because frankly, it doesn't add that much expense.
Now, I mean, is this sort of something that an insurance company might consider as a preventative project, so maybe you could get some money back or get them to pay for it, since potentially you'd be saving them thousands of dollars from a bigger repair?
Well, actually, you can get them to pay for it, but not for the reasons you stated. The reason that they'll pay for it is because storm damage, like snow that forms into leaks in your roof, well, that's typically a covered repair, a covered issue with a lot of homeowners' policies. And to fix that, you need to tear the roof off. You can't just do a little patch repair. You end up having to tear the whole roof off. So I've seen insurance companies have to pay for entire new roofs because a roof failed due to ice dams. You can't just repair a section. You got to do the whole thing. So, yeah, you could get your insurance company to pay for it. They're not necessarily looking to save themselves money, but look, if it's storm damage, which a snowstorm is, and then it starts to leak, well, that's something that's covered.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi, I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area with the in a crawl space, I guess would be properly to describe it.
Okay.
And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay. That is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room, the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except for the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area if there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall and putting in an access space. I can see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab, and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space, and it is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. I keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Hey, did you know that according to the CDC, many of us are not cleaning and disinfecting our homes the right way? And given that we are having a lot of people over this time of year and, you know, COVID's still out there, as much as I want to pretend it doesn't exist anymore, it's still out there. So we're going to share a simple tip that can help make sure you're getting rid of bacteria and viruses in your house so you can enjoy your company now.
Live in a Money Pit.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. The 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $40 off plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E-Deals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Mmm, I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this holiday season? You got some home improvement questions for us, but, you know, maybe you've got a question that you think, I don't know where to turn to help, and I don't know how to reach Tom and Leslie when they're not on the radio all the time. Well, come on, guys. You can call us anytime, but also, we can help you on the Money Pit podcast, which means you can listen whenever you want, wherever you want, and you get new episodes twice a week. How awesome is that?
You can follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink because you have to block one sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to like push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put like a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
Well, we're all doing our best to keep our homes clean and safe from viruses and bacteria these days. But did you know that germs can hide beneath dirt and grease on surfaces where disinfectants can't reach them? Well, they can, and that's what the CDC is saying. They're reminding us that we need to clean before we disinfect. I mean, I kind of thought they were the same thing, but this is a good point.
Yeah, and here's why. I mean, think of it this way. If you're baking a cake, there's a good chance your counter is covered in residue from eggs and flour and sugar and other ingredients. This can also be a recipe that leads to salmonella contamination, which can make you pretty sick. So if you want to eliminate the risk, it's important to clean the counter first with an all-purpose cleaner to remove all that visible dirt, and then you can disinfect to eliminate any lingering germs. Now, the same thing applies to greasy messes, like grease on the stove. You've got to clean to remove the grease first and then disinfect. Otherwise, you're actually leaving, and this is kind of gross, a layer of bacteria or viruses underneath the grease. So It's sort of like a bacteria sandwich, and that may never come in contact with your disinfectant, so it's just going to stay there.
Ugh, that's really gross when you think about it. Now, you have to remember that not all of your disinfectants are created equal, so you have to be sure to follow the label directions for proper disinfecting procedures, especially when it comes to something called dwell time. Now, dwell time is the amount of time a disinfectant has to stay on that surface in order to effectively kill germs. And get this, it can be anywhere between 2 minutes and 10 minutes. And it's not just a quick spritz and you're done. It's got to sit there, and then it does its job, and then you wipe it away. So it's like you really have to read the directions. It's not so much like, oh, spray and clean, and we're all good.
Yeah, and here's an example of how that just goes terribly wrong. Now, you like to go out to a nice restaurant once in a while, right?
Yeah, sure do.
How many times have you gone, maybe had a reservation, they say, oh, Mr. Segretti, your table will be ready in just a moment. And then you watch the staff go over to the table, and they're cleaning the plates away, and then they take the bottle, and they spritz, 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 they wipe, 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 and they go, okay, good to go, right? Well, guess what? No dwell time there, right? So any disinfectant that was part of that solution didn't have a chance to work. You're sitting down at a table that is not fully disinfected, hence not fully cleaned, and you're ready to start a new meal with it. So there's a lot of lack of knowledge about the way this works. Now, you can, to your point earlier, have a combination product that's a cleaner and a disinfectant, which is fine, but that doesn't change the requirement for the dwell time. It's got to sit there to do its job before it's really disinfected.
I'm always more concerned about the you know, questionable towel that they're using to clean the tables. I'm like, huh, where'd that come from? How long have you been using it? Oh, well, time to eat. I'm hungry. Let's sit down. This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, if you've got an old house with old insulation, or maybe your house has no insulation at all, we are going to tell you how you can restore the comfort to your chilly home when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit. Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Comfortable. So think about priority in terms of where you're putting the insulation, and if the walls are truly empty of insulation, blowing in is an option.
All right, now we've got a question from Jessica who wants to know, why are my plumbing pipes in the wall making a knocking sound after I turn on the hot water in the bathtub?
Well, there are 2 common causes of plumbing pipe noise. The first is expansion, and the second is what's known as water hammer. But because your noise occurs only when running hot water, the culprit is probably expansion of the pipes. You know, copper pipes are often not snugly attached to the wood studs in your wall, and they rub on that wood as it expands. And that can create a sound that is sometimes described as a knock or a bang or even a drip. And the other plumbing pipe noise, water hammer, happens when the faucet is turned off. Water is very heavy. If you think about it, it weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. As it runs through the pipe and then you turn off the water, it picks up some speed, and then the force of all that shakes the pipe when it's turned off. So the solution then is to simply secure the pipe to the frame, and also to install, if it's really bad, something called a water hammer arrestor, kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. But really, the good news is that while both these plumbing pipe noises are kind of annoying, they very rarely cause any plumbing damage or leaks.
Yeah, and then if none of this works, you just go back to my original theory, which is ghosts. I think that's always, you know.
Always.
When you hear weird noises, it's always a ghost, right?
Well, I mean, maybe you can convince your ghost to go in the wall and tighten up the pipe.
It'll never happen again. This way you don't have to open anything up.
That's right.
Yeah. So the plan is make friends with the ghost and then teach them how to make plumbing repairs.
Right.
I think that's definitely a good plan.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your holiday weekend with us. We hope we've given you some tips and ideas to help improve your home today, tomorrow, and in the year ahead. And we are here in the year ahead to help you, just like we've done for the last, oh my gosh, what, 20 years? With answers to your questions about the home project you want to take on, you can reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
than a bunny pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostra. A white Christmas outside, a dark Christmas inside. A frigid winter storm kills at least 18 people this weekend as it swept across the country, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses and leaving millions of people on edge about the possibility of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day blackouts. The storm unleashed its full fury on Buffalo, New York, with hurricane-force winds causing whiteout conditions. Emergency response efforts were paralyzed, and the city's international airport shut down completely. Across the U.S., officials have attributed deaths to exposure, car crashes, a falling tree limb, and other effects of the storm. But there is some good news of sorts. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the Arctic temperatures will pass in a few days.
The bomb cyclone is currently located in Canada over Quebec. The forecast is for that system to very slowly wane and weaken over the next 24 to 48 hours as it drifts northward away from the lower 48. And as that occurs, the winds are going to subside. The colder air is going to warm.
Overseas, holiday misery of a different sort as air travelers in Britain facing the possible delays at UK airports as Border Force employees are on strike. The walkout, the latest problem over pay and the cost of living crisis. Other government workers such as nurses and ambulance drivers also staging walkouts. France braced for similar Christmas travel disruptions with a weekend rail strike. The government delivers a little economic present. Fresh data showing inflation is slowing down.
The Commerce Department says prices rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier. That's down from October's 6.1% increase. This consumer price report is a measure of inflation closely watched by the Federal Reserve, which is trying to ease inflation without sparking a recession.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A human rights group telling the BBC there are more reports from Iran about female prisoners being sexually abused in a Tehran prison.
Narges Mohammadi says the Iranian authorities have used the assault of women as a tool of oppression before, but it has become even more widespread during the current protests. In the past couple of days, she says that some of the women arrested during the demonstrations have been transferred to the women's ward in Evin prison. That's given her a chance to hear shocking details of the abuse that they've suffered. She says that one well-known activist had her hands and legs tied to a hook above her head in the vehicle taking her to prison, and she was then sexually assaulted by security offices. Ms. Mohammadi says, but even though reporting such abuse may horrify and intimidate the families of women in detention, she believes it's necessary to expose what's happening and to try to put a stop to it.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. On the health front, a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe. Mike Hempen reports that the flu is beginning to wane in many areas of the country after a brutal start to the season.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says hospital admissions fell for the second week in a row, and the percentage of doctor's office visits due to fever and other flu-like symptoms has dropped for 3 weeks in a row. Officials say they have seen some decline in most parts of the country, but the flu is still spreading. CDC data indicate flu activity last week was high or very high in 45 states. The CDC estimates there have been at least 190,000 hospitalizations and 12,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. I'm Mike Hempen.
And check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody, as we sail towards the end of 22 and look forward to 23. We are looking forward to helping you with projects to get done around your house. Inside or out, whether it's a repair, a remodel, a decor project, whether you're talking about some improvements to outdoor living or indoor living, you can count on us to help you every step of the way. But first, you got to help yourself. A couple of ways to reach out to us. You can call 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, are you getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Not sure if your budget is totally ready to handle that hit? Well, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home, sweet home, in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
Plus, you have a pantry or set of cabinets that are stuck in a constant state of disarray? Well, we've got easy ways for you to clear the clutter with pantry designs that will deliver spacious and orderly food storage.
And we've got tips on how you can prevent snow and ice damage, including our recipe to stop slippery sidewalks from forming without destroying your concrete.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a large renovation, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a whole lot of fun along the way.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 888-MONEY-PIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jenna in South Carolina's got a question about covering a patio. Tell us about your project.
I want to build a patio cover. I want to know if I should come out from the soffit. The people I've talked to that are going to maybe be building it want to come off the house, go underneath the soffit, and come out that way. There's a corner where it's perpendicular. I guess the soffits are going to be perpendicular, so the roof line's also perpendicular, if that's the correct word I'm using. So I just want to know if I should come or could come off the soffit, or do I need to come back and go against the house?
So, Janet, I think this kind of project, you have to be very careful about how you build it, because I've seen more built poorly than built correctly. The idea of attaching it underneath your soffit is basically the first sign that it was kind of an amateurish project, because normally you wouldn't attach a roof under a soffit like that. But I'll tell you what you would attach under that, and that would be a removable awning. You know, there are really nice awnings today that can extend out 10 or more feet that are mounted on the wall, exterior wall, and, you know, with a touch of a remote control, extend out and cover that whole dining area, the patio, really effectively. And I think that is much more likely to give you enjoyment, have less maintenance hassles, and improve the value of your house than trying to put together any kind of a roof structure over that. If the option is just to make a patio cover, I think that's probably a much more attractive way to go and probably less expensive. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think an awning for certain is far more customizable. You can have it come in, come out, depending on the weather. You can pick an interesting fabric that's going to work nicely with the house. I mean, truly, awnings are lovely and really do, you know, a wonderful job of just updating the facade of a home. So I feel like that's a better way to go for sure. Heading over to Tennessee, Joe is on the line and seems to have a lot of questions about the structure of his home. What's going on?
Well, this house was finished in 1930. It's brick and concrete, and I have a couple of drooping corners.
Okay. Yeah, house corners are not supposed to droop.
The roof definitely needs redone, and I would rather have a living space upstairs since I got to replace the roof and most of the wood anyway.
Okay.
What my real question would be, it is quite expensive to continue with brick because I probably have anywhere from 25 to 50 runs to continue on a 40 by 40 square. So what could I use and still have some sort of R rating on my insulation when I bring that brick up to make the ceiling and the top part of my house livable?
So you have a brick house right now, and you want to add a story to this. Is that correct?
Well, we have a upstairs. It's
right.
It's a middle peak and
okay.
Window on each side.
How is it sided right now?
It's all brick.
So you're saying when you take the roof off, you want to bring up the siding to kind of meet the new peak that's going to be created. Is that correct?
There you go.
All right. So, I mean, certainly you could do it with the brick. And the other option, though, would be a complementary material, so one that would look good against brick. And we see a lot of homes that have two different types of siding. I mean, they could have brick and they could have hardy plank, or they could have, you know, brick and they could have stucco. There's a lot of different options for siding. And regardless of what option you choose, though, the answer to your insulation question is, you know, it has nothing to do with it. To make sure that that space is properly insulated, you want to make sure you have good wall insulation and then good ceiling insulation and then good attic ventilation, because all of those three things are going to work together. So I think what I might think about in doing this project is what combination of siding material is going to flow well with that brick and look like it was always there. That's the key. Sometimes when folks do the kinds of projects you're talking about, you can tell it's a patch, right? It just looks awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to think about something that's going to actually match nicely with that existing brick. And I'll tell you what, if you go to an architect for a project like this or a designer, it's very easy to do that on the drawing board, so to speak, which is all computer today, and you could do different colors and just really spend time deciding what you want this to look like when you're done, and then you'll know what material you need for that siding.
Do I still have to vent my roof if I seal it with spray foam? That new insulation spray foam?
No, you do not. You do not. And I'm glad you asked that question and clarified that. If you use spray foam insulation, then that roof area becomes a conditioned space as opposed to an unconditioned space, and you no longer have to have any ventilation. And it's also a much more efficient way to go.
Now, am I going to create some sort of space that's going to collect moisture in doing that?
No, you will not, because when you put in spray foam insulation, it expands to fill all the gaps. So, you know, I have a very old house that was built in the last century, and we put spray foam insulation in the attic, and in doing so, we covered all of the old vents and sealed in the gable vent at the end. So I have zero ventilation in my attic space right now, and we couldn't be happier because that attic never gets too cold, never gets too hot, and the energy bills have never been lower.
That's awesome. That about does most of my questions, brother. I appreciate your time.
All right, Joe. You got a big project on your hands there, my friend, so good luck with it, and let us know if anything else pops that you have a question about, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. What are you doing this time of year? Are you tackling a project? Or you're just chilling out at home enjoying the season? Well, whatever you're doing, we're here to lend a hand. Maybe you're using some of those holiday gift cards to help you refresh your home with some new decor. Well, if you are, but you're not really sure that your budget is ready to handle that hit, we're going to share five ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home next.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We've found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you tackling this time of year? Got some home improvement questions, but you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, avoid home improvement hassles that can just slow you down on the road to your dream house, because sometimes that's a long road.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Eve in Massachusetts on the line, who's dealing with a big headache going on over at her Money Pit. What happened?
We had a roofing job done, which was great. And the same party did a gutter job, and it doesn't... You had mentioned 6-inch gutters. That was in our contract.
Yep.
And the gutter job is inadequate. The water shoots over the gutter, and the gutter doesn't go to the full end. So I was wondering if you had any hints about negotiating with the contractor.
Yeah, has the contractor already been paid?
A down payment, yes.
You gave him a down payment. He did the installation, and so he's done the work, but the work's not done well. So you're actually in a pretty good position. Usually we get these calls and the contractor's already been paid and long gone.
Oh, okay. So, I waited on that because I was in doubt.
The question is, was the job installed correctly? And I can't tell you without seeing this. But you mentioned that water shoots over the top of the gutters. Are there gutter guards on top of these gutters?
There's like a screen that would keep the leaves out, but not the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a peak, it's a ranch house,
right.
And the roof is straight except for the peak. And those two valleys are where a lot of water comes off.
Yep.
Especially lately, we've had like 1 inch...
Mm-hmm.
An hour.
Yeah. Well, this is all fixable, and what you're going to have to do is, first of all, have you talked to the gutter company and the roofing company about the problems that you're having? Have they made any suggestions?
They actually did an original job and then came back and did a reinstall, and the reinstall is really no better than the original job.
Right.
And at the one end, the gutter doesn't go past the end of the roof, so there's a drip and puddles on the ground because the gutter is like 2 inches short.
Well, yeah, the gutter doesn't always go past the end of the building, not that far. That may or may not be the problem, but I can tell you about the valley situation. So where you have a valley and you get a lot of water that collects there and it comes down fast and furious, there is a way that you can install what's called a diverter, which is like an L-shaped piece of flashing. And what that can do is take some of the water that's running down the valley and move it further out on the roof so it comes to the roof edge in a different spot. It doesn't all collect in that center spot. And if you do it with the same color material that's on the roof, it's not terribly noticeable either. It's just an old trick of the trade that I know to kind of reduce the amount of water that's coming in one particular place is to use a diverter like that. Now, if you've tried twice with this contractor and it's still not done right, then what I would maybe do is get an estimate from a different contractor, one that's completely disconnected from the one that you used, and tell them what the problems are that you're having. You don't even have to tell them who did the work. You could just say, look, I had these gutters done some time ago, and they're not performing well for these reasons, X, Y, and Z. Could you give me an estimate on what it will take to correct it? What would your recommendation be, and what will it take to correct it? And I would get at least two independent estimates like that and see if it starts to align and make sense to you. And then now you know both what might be the options here and, secondly, what it will cost. And if you don't want to deal further with your existing contractor, then you just write him a letter and say, listen, this job was inferior. I got some estimates to correct it. The estimates are X, and I'm going to deduct that from what I owe you.
I see. They did say that they were willing to cancel the contract, refund our money. The dilemma I have, I did contact another better company, and their jobs would be 8 weeks out. So I need a gutter to be there in the meantime. Can I negotiate with the original?
If this contractor has offered to refund you all your money and walk away, and they're not going to take the gutters off, are they? They're just going to leave it? Because there's no value to them of taking those off.
Oh, there isn't. Okay. They had said something about taking it down, refunding the money.
Well, there's no value to, they're not going to reuse those gutters. All those gutters are custom made. So they're willing to give you most of your money back, if not all, and leave the gutter job in place. At least you have something there for the winter. And then I would try again in the spring.
I see.
It's a tough time now to get a contractor to do that kind of work. It's really out of season.
Yes, especially especially in the Northeast.
All right, so I think we flushed out some options for you, Eve. Thanks so much for calling us, and good luck with the project. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it, but rushing into decorating and buying furniture can mean sometimes making choices you'll later regret. Instead, think ahead and come up with a plan.
Yeah, now here are some ways to help you stick to a reasonable budget and save some money. So, first of all, if you've got a lot of big-ticket items like a couch, a bed, don't buy all of those at once. Spread out those larger purchases. And then make a list of all of the things that you want. And then prioritize. What do you need more sooner? Is it the bed? Is it the couch? Is it the TV cabinet? Whatever it is, put a list together. Decide what's important. Go in that order. Don't do everything at once. Now, when you're buying something that's upholstered, say, or, you know, a larger piece of furniture, a cabinet, a dresser, something like that, avoid those trendy design choices because chances are they're going to go out of style a lot sooner than you're willing to, you know, cough up some more money to replace that item. So make sure you're thinking about whether you're going to like that piece in 5 years from now and then go with your gut. Now, if you're looking at essentials like bed sheets, I don't know, dish towels, throw pillows, throw blankets, you can splurge on things like that that you're going to use every day and need to stand up. Bath towels is a great place to splurge as well, because these are things you're going to use a lot, you're going to clean a lot, and you want them to last. Now, think about how you're going to decorate that room. Maybe you have a really great, I don't know, chair or a rug or a cool piece of art. Think about that one thing and use that sort of as your statement piece, your starting point, and then design everything around that. You know, with a piece of art, you could be like, how do I do that? Maybe there's a cool color in it or a texture or a pattern that kind of inspires the look of the space. And then lastly, I always shop in my home to decorate other areas of my home. So if you have a piece that, you know, you're tired of looking at in the living room, move it over to the den or bring it up to your bedroom. You know, you can move stuff around. You can also update tired accent pieces. Maybe you just repainted a bedroom, take that can of paint, add a stripe to a vase, or paint the whole flower pot. You know, do something to bring that color into other spaces. This way you're kind of carrying that color theme throughout the house. If you have open shelving, you can paint the inside of it. There's a lot of stuff you can do. So think about upcycling what's already in your home. And truly, you can save a ton of money and make your house look really new and fresh.
Now, for new home decorating, I think that the most important suggestion we can give you is this. Wait. We recommend you wait at least 2 or 3 months before making significant purchases. And here's why. You know, in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I always used to get asked by my clients how to do this or how to do that in terms of changes they want to make right away when they get into the house. And when you dig into it, it's because certain aspects of the house are not like the house that they left that maybe they liked. But the truth is, change takes a little while to get used to. And one of two things is going to happen. You'll either get used to the old decor, shift some of your existing furniture around, and discover, hey, it's not so bad. Or, and this is okay, the desire to decorate is going to increase, and you'll take on the project anyway. But by waiting, you'll have a much better idea of what you want to spend money on. Don't just change for the sake of change. Let it sit for a while. Get used to the place. Then you'll be making the changes that are truly important for you and are going to have the biggest impact.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding, and I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
That would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, if it's one, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I know this time of year you're in and out of the kitchen and in and out of those cabinets. Well, a disorganized kitchen pantry can really make it hard to find what you're looking for. It adds prep time to all those big meals. And it might even lead you to adding things to that shopping list which you already have at home, you just can't find. So we're going to share some easy ways to clear the clutter with pantry designs that deliver spacious and orderly food storage after this.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple. Naturally, the best, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So, Leslie, I put in a sink drain and disposer the other day, and it worked perfectly. I ran lots of water, turned it on, it was fine. And then it wasn't fine. And it turned out I made one simple mistake, which I think anybody can make, but I will admit I've made this mistake before, so I probably shouldn't have done it the second time. But that is, you know, when you assemble the plastic drain pipes, there is a seal that goes in there. It's like a ring, and it has like an angle on it, so the more you push it down, the tighter it gets. I had it upside down. Just that one little thing caused all kinds of problems. So it was a quick fix. But just when, you know, people think everything in our projects goes perfectly, no, not so much. We screw up as much as everybody else. But fortunately, it wasn't hard to find and fix, and we were able to get on our way. Of course, had a few towels to dry after that. But otherwise, we're in pretty good shape.
Luke in North Carolina is on the line with some floors that are buckling. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Underneath my home is a crawl space, and I have HVAC in my house. Is built 1986, and it's the wood floors that we had put in are starting to like buckle in like one place, like nice big plank wood floors. And I believe it's due to the humidity possibly in the crawl space, or the way that I'm not really sure, but I'm kind of wondering how that can be fixed.
Well, look, buckling wood floors could definitely be caused by very humid air in that crawl space. So let's start there. I'm going to kind of run you through the basics of what you need to do to try to dry that out. First of all, you want to make sure that you have a vapor barrier. You want plastic sheeting across the entire floor of that crawl space. You secondly want to make sure that there are crawl space vents that are opened up and those exterior walls. And thirdly, you want to take steps to reduce the amount of moisture that has a chance to get into that crawl space. And the way you do that is by making sure that your gutters are clean and free-flowing and extended at least 6 feet away from the house so that you're moving all that water well away from the crawl space. Then also making sure that the soil slopes away from the house so it's not sort of recessed or holding water against it. That's what will dry out a crawl space. Now, you could also add a whole house dehumidifier down there. There are some good models that Santa Fe makes that will be suspended from the crawl space ceiling and run on a humidistat to, again, pull that moisture out. But that would be the way that you would try to reduce moisture in that crawl space. I would be curious, though, you really should see some other signs of moisture if it's really that bad to be affecting the floors upstairs. You might see some mold. You might see some algae growth. You may even have some rotted beams. So I would inspect it first. And then if you need to dry it out, those are the steps I would follow. Good luck with that project. Well, do you guys have a pantry or set of cabinets that are stuck in a constant state of disarray? Well, if that's you, we've got some easy ways you can clear that clutter with some pantry designs that deliver very spacious and orderly food storage. So first, you got to get organized. And a smart way to do that is to keep a grocery list on or near the pantry door, or better yet, like we do, on Alexa. That is just so darn convenient. You know, when you're thinking you need something, you just go, "Hey, Alexa, add a quart of milk to my shopping list," and it's done. So piece of cake. Make it a family rule that whenever somebody notices something that's almost gone, that they need to add it to that list.
Now, if you have a lot of small items like seasoning packets, gelatin, pudding boxes, individual snack packages, juice boxes, you can take an over-the-door shoe rack with shelf trays or clear pockets. Something like that is perfect because then you can utilize every space, including the back of the door, and you can fully see all of these little weird, tiny individual things that take up a bunch of odd spaces all right where you need it.
Now, you also want to group things together according to how they're used. So, for example, instead of keeping all of the herbs and spices together, put the sweet spices with the other baking supplies. You can use a small basket to hold stuff like allspice or cinnamon or cloves or ginger, nutmeg, and other baking spices. And the next time you're making an apple pie or gingerbread, you can just grab the basket and you know you have every spice you need in one place.
I mean, I do have a popcorn Ziploc bag in my cabinet. It's the coconut oil, the popcorn kernels, the salt, the spray olive oil, and the peanut M&Ms. And it's all right in one bag.
It's your go bag. It's your go bag for popcorn making.
I'm like, snack
time. Grab the bag, it's all in there.
I'm ready to go. So no searching when I really want the good snack. Now, you know, it's important to have some good rules to use when you're organizing the pantry. The less you use something, the harder it should be to reach. Save that prime real estate in the pantry for things you're grabbing for every single day. And add under-shelf racks to the pantry, because that's going to double the storage capacity of those weird middle shelves. And you can use them to corral all of your food wraps, so they're very easy to find. You can use another for bread and rolls so they don't get squished. It kind of creates more cubbies so that you have better use of the space.
Now, if you're totally inspired to start organizing your pantry, the first thing to do is to empty it. You want to get rid of anything that's expired or that you just don't use, and then repeat that process every couple of months. There's no better way to clean a pantry or clean a closet or clean your garage, whatever you're cleaning, to empty the thing 100%, because it really shows you what you got, and it makes it a whole lot easier to get organized on the way back in.
Yeah, it makes you also do it. Because if you turn around and all your stuff is all over the place, you can't leave it midway. I've started to organize my closet in my bedroom and then, like, got distracted with, like, you know, making dinner or bedtime or any of the things. And then I go to go upstairs to go to bed and I'm like, oh, every clothing item I own is in a pile on the bed. But, got to do that now.
Well, I'm so glad to say that I'm almost done with my basement project. Once the floor gets dried, we'll be able to put stuff back in. Because right now, I am ready for a hoarder's intervention. I mean, I got so much crap on the first floor because we moved it out of the basement that it's becoming almost unsafe.
Well, you are well on your way to a newly organized new year. Good on you.
All right, we've got Lita on the line with a question about moisture. What can we do for you today?
I have a conventional foundation. The house built in 1970, solid hardwood floors, and rain was collecting, pooling under the house. I think I've got that stopped, but I'm wondering, before I got it stopped, there was this, like, powdery gray, like a mold or mildew, not very wide, real narrow, and I'm wondering where that, what that is. And how to stop that if it comes back.
Well, that's just a mineral salt deposit. They call that, like, efflorescence. And that's generally when the water gets into the wall and then dries out, you're left with just the mineral laying on your wall. And that gives it sort of like a cloudy, grayish, you know, look to it. And it's actually easy to get rid of, especially if the water situation has fixed itself. What you would do is you take a little bit of white vinegar and water, and you can mix it in a spray bottle, and you put it right on that, and it wipes right away.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that project. I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this holiday weekend? I hope nothing. I hope you're just relaxing and maybe thinking about what you're going to do in the new year. And maybe you want to just call us and queue up a question and say, don't call me back till 2023. Well, we can do that. So definitely reach out anytime, 24/7, even in the new year, at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up next, we're going to share some tips on how to prevent snow and ice damage, including our recipe to stop slippery sidewalks from forming without destroying that concrete. I feel like, you know, the only way to get good, clean concrete is to put something super toxic on it. But you don't have to, so stick around for that tip.
You live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coating, the official coating partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream about a wonderful home and great projects and having really that house of your dreams, well, then guess what? You can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast. You get a new episode every Monday and Thursday. You can get yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, staying on top of snow removal is definitely going to keep outdoor roots safe and prevent some icy buildup. Now, the key here is to shovel walkways and driveways right after a storm, because the longer you wait, the heavier the snow gets. In fact, sometimes I'll go out and do like a mid-storm shoveling just to cut back on the amount of snow I'm going to have to shovel when the storm's over.
No, all I want to do is when I want to go sledding. I don't want to deal with cleaning anything up.
And no
I
work?
I want to deal with the work. But truly, you got to get out there. You got to shovel. And once you do, you should apply salt melt on any ice on your walkways and your steps. But you've got to choose the right salt. I mean, that's really important. Now, traditional rock salt, that works really well. However, it's extremely corrosive to surfaces. And then you're going to see after the winter that that concrete is going to be all pitted and worn. I mean, this is why we end up with potholes in the road, correct?
Yes, yes, and potholes in your sidewalk, which look really awful. A better choice is called calcium chloride. It's a lot less corrosive. It's not going to harm your sidewalks or your indoor floors when it's tracked into the house. And I don't believe it will hurt pets either. It's, if the salt is marked pet safe or concrete safe, it's definitely the way to go. Now, what I do is I mix it up in like a 5-gallon bucket with playground sand, just regular cheap old playground sand, or sometimes you can use masonry sand, doesn't really matter. And this way I have a little grit in that mix so that when it starts to melt and sometimes it refreezes, I've got some sand in it now to give it a little bit of traction. And this way the salt is totally ready when I need it. Just put it in the bucket, cover the lid, and it'll be good to go.
Hey, John, in New York, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last week I heard something about a guy talking about drainage issues in the basement, and you start talking about certain things to make sure of with the gutters and the footer drains and making sure the soil slopes away from your house.
Yep.
My situation's a little weird. I have a saltbox-style house, 1750 square feet. A very steep hill my house is built into. So basically, two sides of the basement are partially in the soil. One side butts up to the garage at the ground level on one side of the house. And one wall of the basement's below the ground completely.
Mm-hmm.
I have very good drainage. I'm on a hill, like I said. However, when it rains heavily, I do get that seep around the foundation. And my thought was, how do you slope soil away in a situation where there's an overwhelming grade from the property coming right up against the house?
Yeah, that's a good point. So in your situation, the grade is not as important as what you can do to intercept that runoff through your property. So two things. First of all, the advice that we gave you about gutters, that's really critical even in your situation. The gutters have got to be clean, free-flowing, and those downspouts have got to be discharging away from the house. In your case, you're going to probably want to go from the uphill side to the downhill side. You might want to run them underground through solid PVC pipe and have them break out the daylight somewhere on the downhill side. So you're really managing that roof water. In terms of the runoff, the way you handle that was with something called a curtain drain. Basically, it's a trough drain, and it gets laid into the soil, and as the water runs down the hill, it falls into this drain, and then it gets intercepted and sort of run around the house. Now, instead of going through all the work to construct a French drain where you have to dig trenches and use perforated pipe and stone and filter cloth, there's another type of a prefabricated French drain pipe that you can pick up at Home Depot, and it's made by NDS. It's an easy drain pipe, and you'll recognize it when you see it because it's a plastic drainage pipe that's surrounded with, it looks kind of like a packing peanut, and then there's a filter cloth around that. So they're one piece, they're modular, and you basically stack these up side by side and then put the soil back on top of them. It's a very fast, easy way to put that French drain in without going through all of the work that you would have to if you were building it kind of from scratch. So in your case, you have to put this drain in to intercept the runoff of the water, run it around the house, again, out to daylight, and then I think that your water problems will go away.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on a holiday weekend. Coming up, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, super gorgeous, correct, but they're dangerous if you eat them. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We're going to tell you what they are and how you can keep you, your kids, and your pets safe after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 381 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Everybody, happy new year. It's a very exciting time of the year as we wrap up 22 and get ready for 23. What are the projects that you have on your to-do list? You got some work inside or outside you want to do? I think my one resolution for this year is going to be to redo my kitchen. Not like a gut job renovation, but painted cabinets, new floors, kind of the things we always talk about doing to give it a big face look. Leslie, you got something?
You know, I did a lot of stuff last year. I repainted the kitchen cabinets. I did the porch, the front stoop, the driveway. So I think my plan is to just kind of kick back and enjoy it for now until I come up with something new.
Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten. But it turns out that some other holiday flowers are actually even more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pets safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, a lot of folks have these plants around their house right now, so good timing for this info.
Mm-hmm. And don't ask how I know that these things are dangerous for your pets.
Oh, no.
Tom, do you remember this? Do you remember?
Yes,
many,
I do remember.
Many,
I know what
many
you're going to say.
Years ago, Tom sent me a beautiful winter flower arrangement, and the dog proceeded to eat the holly.
Oh, man.
And
like,
I just remember
sorry?
Thinking as it happened, I feel like that's bad. I feel like I read somewhere that that's really bad for them.
I do remember that. Oh, man. That was Daisy,
I
right?
Mean, was it Daisy or was it Lammy? I feel like it was,
oh,
like,
I don't know.
It was a million years ago.
We've been through so many
How
animals
many
together.
Pets ago was this? But holy cow, you guys. I mean, it starts off harmless. You have such a beautiful holiday arrangement. But who knew that so many of this holiday flowers and greenery is really bad for you and really bad for your pets? Now, the holly leaves, like I mentioned, first of all, they're prickly, and that's enough to, like, hurt your fingers. But if anybody consumes the berries, just one or two, you know, that can cause a tummy ache. But if you eat 20 or more, you could die. Like, so just really be careful with that. Mistletoe, that's another thing. Everybody's like, oh, it's so romantic, la, la, la. Well, diarrhea is not romantic, guys. If you end up with this mistletoe, if you get the oils on your hands and then you eat something or you accidentally ingest something from the mistletoe, you can be super sick, nausea, diarrhea, blood pressure issues, and sometimes a fatality is possible when you eat the berries. It's amazing how beautiful holiday decor can be so dangerous. So with the mistletoe, keep it up high, keep it above a doorway, don't let anybody handle it. That's the number one problem. These two, so beautiful, so well associated with the holidays. I'm talking about amaryllis. You know, those big, like, red and white flowers, they're huge. You usually get them as the bulb. You always see them at the market. Or paper whites, which are those smaller white flowers, same thing. You see them growing out of the bulb is usually how you see them. Those can cause heart arrhythmias and convulsions if the bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers. So you've got to keep them far away from any hungry or curious animal. Now, when it does happen, God forbid, if somebody does ingest something, and or even if you think that the plant was eaten, call your local poison control center. Be sure that you know the name of the plant as well as the exact parts, and if you can tell the amount that was consumed. Also, be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition. These are all critical bits of information that you need to give to get proper care in the event of one of these emergencies. So just try to stay calm. I know it's scary, but the more information you have when you're calling for help, the better it will go.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are outside noises disturbing your sleep or work? If you have some noisy neighbors, well, you can do some things to minimize those sounds, whether it's traffic, the train, or those neighbors, or even some loud plumbing. We're going to help you get back your peace and quiet on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.